The direct payments to local governments are part of nationwide settlement agreements with companies accused of flooding their communities with addictive opioid painkillers. Rhode Island is required by law to report to the governor, state legislative leaders, and the state attorney general exactly how it spends its share of the more than $190 million in settlement money it began receiving last year. But there are no such public reporting requirements for the more than $29 million in settlement cash that is ultimately expected to flow directly to Rhode Island cities and towns.
We are in danger of not having a record of how these settlement monies are actually spent.
That's Christine Minhey, an attorney by training. She founded OpioidSettlementTracker.com.
How abatement happens at the local level and how these settlement monies are spent will be a mystery.
Even finding out precisely how much settlement cash each city or town is receiving was nearly impossible until now. After requests from the Publix Radio and the Kaiser Family Foundation Health News, the Rhode Island Attorney General's Office released a detailed summary showing exact dollar amounts of the multi-year settlement payments made so far to local governments. The payments range from as little as $800 to the town of Exeter to more than $2 million to the city of Providence. But how that money will be spent is largely an unanswered question. The Publix Radio surveyed Rhode Island cities and towns that received more than $200,000 each in settlements. And none of them are reporting their expenditures in ways that are easily accessible to the general public. For example, the city of Woonsocket has so far received more than $400,000 in settlement cash. The former mill city has the state's highest rate of overdose deaths. But Woonsocket City Solicitor and Finance Director did not respond to questions about its handling of settlement funds. Instead, the Finance Director suggested filing a public records request. That lack of transparency bothers Jennifer Dubois. She lost her 19-year-old son, Clifton, to a drug overdose in Woonsocket 2 years ago.
I would really ask the city of Woonsocket to take a look and just say, what if this was your child? What would you want readily available for that child?
On the one-year anniversary of her son's death, Dubois joined a march to Woonsocket City Hall to protest the city's refusal to consider hosting a supervised drug consumption site. This year, she paid to post a billboard in downtown Woonsocket. Next to her son's photograph, it reads, Forever 19, Carrie Narcan.
I'm looking forward just to make sure that this money is really being used to directly help the opioid crisis. Any money that comes in, everybody in this city has a right to know how it's spent and where it goes. It should be public knowledge.
Rhode Island requires that cities and towns use 100% of their settlement money for addiction treatment and prevention. Brian Hodge, a spokesman for State Attorney General Peter Nerona, said in a statement that even without an explicit reporting requirement, cities and towns are still obligated to abide by the terms of the settlement. And like any other municipal expenditures, what they spend is a matter of public record. Rhode Island Senator Josh Miller sits on the state's Opioid Settlement Advisory Committee. The committee oversees the state's share of the settlements. He says he'd consider legislation to mandate public reporting of settlement funds if cities and towns don't do so voluntarily.
The whole idea of the advisory on the other 80% is very transparent, so why shouldn't the rest of it be?
Rhode Island could enact more stringent reporting rules like those in Massachusetts. There, all municipalities receiving $35,000 or more have to report their opioid abatement plans and expenditures to the state. For the Publix Radio, I'm Lynn Arditti.